Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
The government is being asked to call a halt to plans to increase excise duty on fuel. That's set to happen next week. Petrol is going to go up by 4 cents, diesel by 3 cents, green diesel by 1.5 cents. And this is all happening on Monday. It's the latest step to restore excise taxes that were cut 2 years ago when the price of fuel shot up after the outbreak of the war in Ukraine. And there's another increase due, by the way, in August. Well, for more on this, we're joined from our Derry Beaga studio by Pearse Doherty, Sinn Féin's finance spokesperson. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Claire.
So you're saying that this planned rise, it's the wrong thing to do, you believe, because the cost of living is still very high. So are you saying that the excise duty restoration plan should be scrapped altogether or delayed further?
We've been very clear with the government during the passage of the finance bill that all of these excise duty increases need to be kept under review, given the cost of living crisis and where that's at a given point in time. And it's very clear to me, obviously not clear to government, that people are still really suffering in the middle of a cost of living crisis. We only had the Irish League of Credit Unions consumer sentiment out showing that there's a deterioration in sentiment out there. But anybody who's in touch with their own community, anybody who's talking to ordinary families and workers know that they're under severe pressure. So the question you need to ask yourself then is this the right time to go ahead with increasing the price of petrol and diesel? Not once, not twice, but three times this year that the government planned on Monday, as you said, again on the 1st of August and then again in October. And we are very clear in Sinn Féin that it is not the right time to do this. These hikes should not go ahead this year. They need to be reviewed again closer to the end of the year.
Okay.
And there's also a second issue there, Claire. And that is, and I'm speaking to you here from Donegal, there is also an issue in terms of border businesses here. Hundreds of retailers who sell petrol and diesel, who have shops alongside those petrol pumps, who are employing hundreds of people across the border. And if these hikes go ahead, the difference in petrol now will be over 20 cent compared to across the border in the north. And that just is a recipe for disaster. It's a question of viability for those firms and a loss of jobs in communities that is already disadvantaged in the first instance.
Yeah, clearly, you know, a motorist is going to drive to the cheapest place. I mean, that is a given for the retailers who are in that area. We had Minister Pascal Donoghue here this morning a little earlier on, and he was saying to us that when the policy was brought in to reduce the excise, he wanted to bring fuel below €2 a litre because that's where it was at the time. And he asked, how do we know Sinn Féin won't change tack on this policy today, he said, with the number of U-turns that your party has done. What's your response to what he said?
Look, this is a minister that's completely out of touch. He's trying to struggle to find reasons why he's going to increase petrol and diesel not once, not twice, but three times. And there is no excuse. You know, I also heard him say that Sinn Féin want to borrow more. What planet is he living in? The surplus that the state will have, according to the SRI this year, will be €11.4 billion. There is no need to borrow to actually give the comfort for families and workers that they will not be suffering three more increases in petrol and diesel at this point in time. If he was in tune with his own constituents across the state, he would understand that what families want at this point in time is to lift the burden off them, not for the government to be putting additional pressure on them. So we've made it very clear to Pascal Donoghue and to government that these issues need to be kept under review. We're in the middle still of a cost of living crisis. There is an issue. And what does he say to the business in Lifford, for example, who I've spoke to, who employ people locally, and across the border, you will have petrol now being sold at 20 cent difference. The finance minister in Britain, what does he have after doing just a couple of weeks ago? He has decided to actually, that the reduction in excise for petrol and diesel, he's decided to extend that for another year. And that's what we need to do. We need to look at where we're at a given point in time, where ordinary workers and families are at, and then respond to their needs. And responding to their needs from Sinn Féin's point of view is making sure that the prices don't go up. Unfortunately, from government's point of view, they want to increase these prices three times before the year's out, and that's not acceptable.
But he made the point, you know, that the answer, according to yourself and your party, Sinn Féin, is to spend the surplus. And if you did that over time, and he used the example of the COVID response, that you wouldn't be able to respond to an emergency if you delay doing things like this, which is restoration by definition, not an increase.
Well, let's first of all, part of this is an increase because the government plan to heap additional, the third increase is carbon tax increases, so it's not restoration. And we've seen that all the time.
That's
last
in
year
August.
There was increasing and that's, yes, but it, so part of it isn't restoration, part of it is increases in terms of petrol and diesel prices. Again, let's be clear about this, Claire. We're talking about a measure that costs 184 million euro. The surplus that the state will have projected, according to the SRI, is 11.4 billion euro. Not million, billion euro. Next year, it's going to be 14 billion euro in excess of that. So we're not talking, like, you know, Pascal Donoghue can do all the scaremongering he wants, and he's doing that because he's out of touch and out of ideas. What we're seeing very clearly in Sinn Féin, if I were finance minister today, I would tell you that petrol and diesel would not increase on Monday. It would also not increase on the 1st of August, and it wouldn't increase by the carbon tax on the 9th of October, because I understand where ordinary workers and families are at. And I also say, I also understand where those businesses are at in the north.
Yeah, what's your inflation red line on this? Because the CSO tells us that inflation is at 2.2%. So at what level would it need to be before you would say, right, now we will restore excise duty to where it was?
Well, first of all, you also have to take into account the differences that we have on the island of Ireland. So if you have a situation where there is a difference between 20 cent on the price of petrol, over 20 cent in the price of petrol and diesel, and that's what the government are planning to do, because they're going to increase petrol by 10 cent as a result of these three increases.
So you take your lead from the UK government?
No, I don't take my lead from the UK, but I take my lead from common sense. And I look at businesses who've established for many, many years and who are now under threat because of the differences of price, because of what the Irish state, what the finance minister is going to do, which is going to push the price of petrol up by another 10 cent, while the UK minister has actually decided to keep that going reduction for another year. That is a serious problem. That means businesses may not survive. That means jobs will be lost in border communities. Look at the areas that are most disadvantaged in the country, and you will see that those communities are the same. So you
I'm
have to respond
to
the needs at that point in time.
When you would move on excise duty, and what you're telling me is you wouldn't restore it until the UK government took an action.
What I'm saying is the UK government have decided to extend their reduction until April of next year, and I think that has to be taken into account. We also need to see where the pressure is at in relation to workers and families across the board. And prices have not come down. You talk about inflation, that means prices continue to go up on top of what already happened last year and the year before. So Sinn Féin have put forward a suite of measures, and we would address those in relation to a budget that would comfort many of those workers and families by additional social welfare support, by making sure the cost of childcare was reduced, by making sure that rents were cut and that rents could not be increased, by making sure that third level fees were scrapped. Mm-hmm. These are the type of measures that collectively lift the burden off workers and families. And it's only at that point, when you feel that you actually have dealt with the issues in the round, that you can actually look at excise duties and restoring excise duties on petrol and diesel.
Can I ask you about something else? Because yesterday we were told that the government has signed up to this EU Migration and Asylum Pact, and there'll be an overhaul of our immigration system. And one of the issues in there means that people who arrive into Ireland without a passport will be fast-tracked and they'll potentially be sent home within months. Is that a good move?
Claire, that can be done now. Like, you know, the question I would ask, so this EU Migration Pact, first of all, let me say this here. We believe that the government's decision to opt into all of this here is not in Ireland's interest. We believe that there's certain parts of it that are in Ireland's interest where there should be an opt-in, but the idea of just opting in willy-nilly across the board is not in Ireland's interest. This isn't going to take effect for another 2 years, and much of what we can do, what is in the pact, we can actually do now. So if you wanted to do that now, the Irish government could do that. And the question is why are we not speeding up the processes in terms of making decisions in relation to asylum seekers? The Minister for Justice was on RTE yesterday on the 6-1 News saying that as part of this pact we will have to make decisions within a number of weeks. And that's like saying the EU is going to fine us if we don't make the decision in a number of weeks. There is nothing to stop us making those decisions right here, right now. There's nothing to stop us increasing the number of safe countries as Sinn Féin have been calling for so that those decisions can be expedited. There is nothing to stop us to look at the conditions and all of that we have in relation to immigration. The problem with this pact is that the government have now handed over sovereignty in relation to immigration issues to the European Union. And if we were having this conversation, Claire, 5 years ago, think of the different backdrop that we would be having this conversation. None of us know where immigration is going to be in the next 5 years. And this pact took 10 years to agree at a European level. I do not want, if I was in government, I do not want to be on your programme saying we can't do this because we gave the sovereignty sovereignty to Europe, and now our hands are tied. We need the flexibility to be able to respond to issues as they happen here and now.
Okay, where it is, so you're saying increase the number of safe countries on our list. What else would you do?
Well, we need to have a fair, we need to have an efficient, and we need to have an enforced system. So, for example, we need to ensure that those who have gone through the process, who have gone through the appeals, and who have been told that they are not entitled to be here, that they need to be safely returned home. That isn't happening at this point in time. We know the situation where letters are issued. We know from parliamentary questions, for example, that people who have had their application rejected and appeals rejected are still in state-supported accommodation. All of those issues need to be addressed. We have raised serious concern in relation to some of the issues around the policy that the government has, where those who are coming in here now will be competing with others in relation to housing, where they will be housed in centres for 90 days, and then they will be asked to go and compete in the sector with others. Yeah. And I think that is wrong as well.
You know that Catherine Day has said that we now need 15 accommodation centres at least. Would Sinn Féin build those if you were in government?
Of course. This isn't something new. Like, this is the farce of where the government is. They don't have a plan. They've completely annoyed communities because there's no consultation whatsoever. And the goodwill that was there within the estate has now been lost in a lot of different areas.
What's the alternative to that, Piers, right now?
But just let me say this. So they present yesterday to the media that they now have a plan. That's the same plan that there was 3 years ago, which was to build the accommodation. And if they built the accommodation 3 years ago, we wouldn't have some of the issues that we have today.
And they've said very clearly that even with that plan in place, they are still going to be using private accommodation and hotels for a period of time until this plan comes to fruition. What's your solution in the short to medium term? Is it still to use hotels like the D Hotel in Drogheda, for example?
Well, first of all, the last hotel in your community should not be used. Like, let's have a bit of cop on in relation to all of this here. Like, you know, you have a situation where a minister is going in, agreeing a contract to use a hotel, and it's not the only hotel, we have had others in the West, to use a hotel as a source of IPASS accommodation, and then we have the Taoiseach and other ministers coming out and saying that shouldn't happen. Like, this is just absolutely nonsense.
What's the
alternative? There has to be common sense. It is having a proper plan, Claire, and we've had plenty of time. There was an
but
emergency
in the short
response
term,
needed.
What do you do today?
Where do you put
these people?
Well, of course, you are going to be relying on private accommodation. But you also need to have state accommodation. We've been saying that. We've been saying that the government's response, which is solely relying on private accommodation, has made millionaires of people overnight, but also means that the only criteria that they're using to decide whether refugees are coming into a certain community is whether the accommodation is there or not. Not in relation to access to services, GPs, whether it's the last hotel in the town or not. So we need a proper comprehensive plan. What we had yesterday from government is a dusting down of a plan that was there 3 years ago, which they didn't implement. They were told 3 years ago. The government told us they were going to build state-built centres. They didn't do it. And if they did do it, the pressure would be off the private accommodation.
All right.
Because we do need to allow some of these hotels to go back into use in terms of the tourism sector. And I know that more than any in Donegal and elsewhere, where, you know, nearly 2,000 beds have been used in for that purpose.
Piers, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. That's Piers Doherty, Sinn Féin's finance and spokesperson. Coming up next, salt, sugar, fat, calories. Adam Maguire is going to take us through the world of food labelling.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.